Hi, I'm Jeremy Schwartz, host of American Criminal. In our latest season, the child of Italian immigrants sets out to achieve the American dream. And if he has to spill some blood along the way, so be it. Listen to American Criminal, Al Capone, wherever you get your podcasts. Or to get ad-free access to the entire season first, subscribe at IntoHistory.com.
Rachel and I did a special question and answer session with our Patreon fans back in June when we wrapped the podcast, and we wanted to share it with all of you and thank you for your continued support for the OC. Merry Christmaka!
Why don't we do a few, like, does anybody have any burning questions?
Type it in the chat maybe, and then we can read it and then you can answer. Tracy asked, funniest blooper? There's so many. I could never, like, very rarely could I do a scene without breaking, personally.
Every scene?
Oh, I know mine really quick. Michael Cassidy and I, it was like a prom episode. He's coming to pick me up. And there were these frogs because we were in Malibu. And they were so loud. I'm not even kidding. There were like a million frogs. And I could not get it together.
I didn't know what, I mean, can we use this?
No.
Oh, okay.
Like, we couldn't even get through the scene. They had to basically just shoot the scene over me and not see me.
I was gonna say on the Vespa, when he drives in on the Vespa, you and Misha, to me that's the funniest.
Oh god, duh, that's the best one. See, I need your brain to remind my brain.
Is that Zach on the Vespa?
Oh my god, I thought he wouldn't come back. He was in Italy so long, I assumed he bought a villain opening.
He could say hello.
I can't, last time I saw.
Well, you better say something, because he's coming over.
Hey, guys. Or, buongiorno.
Whoa, welcome back.
Thank you.
How was Italy?
God, I miss you guys so much. It was like, it was really great. It was like the best vacation I've ever had. Yeah, wait, I'm gonna be late. Listen, really amazing to see you guys, but... No, you know what? I have a couple of pictures that you guys just, they're to die for. Okay?
Okay.
Great. Great to see you again.
Whoa.
There's so many. I mean, the funniest are, I was never part of them. Kelly breaking up, she couldn't, she was like you. She actually was as serious as Kelly is. She had a hard time breaking up quite a bit.
So my dad's softening in his old age after all.
Either that or he has a porn tape buried in his past too. I'm speaking metaphysically. I mean, metaphorically, of course.
Like,
oh man, they're so good. Okay.
Let's see.
What's next?
Now that you've finished everything, what's the favorite all-time episode?
Ooh. We finished like a month ago. I'm like, what do I remember?
Well, Rainy Day Women has some of my favorite scenes. Yes. I think. I mean, obviously for you too.
Rainy Day Women is great. The finale that I watched for the first time ever in my life, yeah. That was actually pretty good.
Yeah, the finale was super satisfying. It was great to come full
circle. I mean, the pilot, though. Like, you watch that pilot, and it's still to this day, even for me, like, I watch it as an outsider. It's so good. I'm barely in it, so I can say that.
You were busy. You were in Jumpin' and Jumper.
Oh. favorite song from the OC? Ooh. Yeah, I'd have to go back to the pilot because it's just such a reminder. And that, like, Joseph Arthur, Honey in the Moon, and Mazzy's Star, Fade into Dust, I believe, were the two from the pilot that really stick out. There's so many songs, though. Mindy, what's yours?
I know. I literally found somebody put together, I think, in order of how they're played, an actual playlist on Spotify of every song from beginning to end in order. I haven't finished it. So, but I love the Coldplay Fix You. And I love learning that they got to pick that song. And I just love all that was so cool.
Imogen Heap, Hide and Seek. Duh.
Yeah.
Thank you, Katie.
And I love Placebo's version of Running Up That Hill. That was that to me, because those three, that episode coming into season four was wild. It was wild to do. It was wild to watch. And I remember seeing it for the first time and just like, I got goosebumps thinking about it. Like, what is this going to be like? Okay. Cool.
All right, favorite guest star. What?
Wasn't it Zach?
Michael Cassidy? Well, Michael Cassidy. Obviously. Olivia Wilde was amazing. Chris Pratt was so fun.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, we had a lot of great guest stars. For me personally, like working with Chris was my favorite, and Michael Cassidy, for sure.
Well, I'll say it was Tate when he came back as a guest star. Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
Rank the seasons. Which one is your favorite? What's the really bad one? What's the one that three. I'm always like, oh, this three. Sucks? Oh, three. Okay, yeah. Three's worst.
I like season two just because I had a lot to do.
Season two was good. I mean, the first season takes the top because it's just the first season and it's just, you know. Then I actually really liked season four. I'm not going to lie. But no, one, two, four, three.
Yeah.
Are you the same? I mean,
it's weird because season four was only 16 episodes only. Can you imagine? That's more than most shows go today. But I liked season two because we were, of course, series regulars by then. Yeah. There was, you know, it was a little nicer that way. But they just started giving me a lot more to do. And but season one is so interesting because because you know this show is all about Julie's arc. Just kidding.
Yeah. Wait, this next question though, Mindy, is, do you think that it was Ryan's fault Marissa died because he didn't pull over the car? Mia, what a question. Hitting us with the hard stuff.
I kept saying that. I was like, why isn't he just putting on the brakes and let Volchek go zoom past him?
My friend, we were like reacting to that scene and we were like, wait, why isn't he pulling over the car? We were so mad.
Oh, yeah. I yell at the TV a lot too, Mia. I get it.
My dad had to come in. He was like, what is all this screaming? And it was like 11 o'clock.
Oh my God.
Watching the season.
Yeah. Good one. Good question.
That is a good question.
Thank you.
There was a amount of partying in the first season, even with some of the kids. So now what is your go-to adult beverage? Well, James, I don't drink. Mindy, what's your beverage?
My beverage of choice is LaCroix.
What? Yeah. LaCroix?
LaCroix.
Oh, so not an adult beverage.
Fair amount of partying when we were younger, and I got rid of anything that causes me anxiety in my life.
Oh, that's smart. I didn't do that, but I was not a drinker and I had to train myself to be able to finish like one glass of wine. So if I have to, I can, but I'm not much of a drinker.
Yeah, no, not anymore. I've had plenty of drinking days in my life.
You should have, and I witnessed a lot of them back in the OC days. Mindy was on tables many a time.
There was a fun story. I remember this. I don't know if I told it on the podcast. I remember because when you're on this show, you get invited. All the Hollywood parties are not on the weekends. They're Mondays through Thursdays. And there was some big thing and we were at this club. And I remember thinking like, I have to work tomorrow. My call time is like noon. I can go out, but I have to get home at a certain time. And I remember seeing Adam out. And I said, he was like, first of all, he's like, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm out just like you are, but I'm going home. I have a call time at noon. And he was like, my call time's at 6. And I was like, you might want to go home. I've never seen somebody look so gray, so pale in the morning. And he was hurting. So, yeah.
Yeah. When you're 23, you can do that.
Do it when you're young.
All right. What season was your favorite to play? Summer as an actor versus watching her as a viewer. And same for Melinda Julie. I'm gonna go with season four because Summer had a lot of change and things to do. Am I getting that right? I had a lot to do in season four, or is it season three?
Well, season four, she's at Brown, and now you're playing a completely different, you know, you're not in juicy tracksuits, you know, you're not doing the
hot. I don't know, guys. That's so hard. All of them were great in their own way.
I liked season two because it literally was one of those things where we didn't realize the show was going to be so comedic, and how they started writing for the comedy that was, I really think that Ben or Adam instilled in it, and Josh was writing for that, and we all started picking up on that. And I had never really done comedy, so I loved the comedy aspect. But then the first three episodes, season four was super satisfying acting wise because there were so many layers going on with Julie. But season three, actually, even though people don't like that, Julie had great storyline. She's in a trailer. She had a porn. She had all these like.
Yeah, I'd pick that one for you for sure. If the OC could have a crossover episode with another TV show, which one would it be?
Arrested Development show.
Okay, I like that.
In fact, it was going to happen, and the two creators decided, or I think it was Josh who actually said it's too meta to do that.
That would have been fun.
Yeah. I think it was, I remember reading a story about it, and it was almost going to happen, but it got to be a little, because their show is clearly, you know, that's definitely satire. But
yes, mine would be Curb Your Enthusiasm, just because I could meet Larry.
Ah. You should do that show. They're still shooting it?
I don't know.
Have you ever auditioned for it?
No.
I did years ago. And you have to improv. You have to go in and improv.
Yeah. I have friends that have, I'm like, can you just put in a good word for the old lair for me? If the OC was recreated today with new actors, who would you want to play Summer and Julie? Ooh, who would play you, Mindy?
Oh my God. There's some fans who've done this, and you know what's so funny? I don't even know the actors. Like, you guys tell us. What do you guys think? Like, who would be?
Oh yeah,
nobody can do it.
Haley Stanfield. Was it Haley Stanfield or
me?
I don't know. But somebody has to do some. Who's funny? Like young and funny and cute. I don't know.
So I was the one that asked this question, and I asked it, and I really should have come up with an answer. But I feel like she's maybe still a bit too young, but I feel like Liz Gillies would make a really good Julie.
Liz, yeah, totally. She's she's my celebrity crush, that woman.
Yeah, okay. Me too. That's great. I feel like, because you were pretty young when you started as Julie, weren't you? So she
33.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So in a few years, I reckon she'd be good. And for Summer, maybe, well, she was also in the podcast, but Christine Froset, maybe.
Oh, I love her so much.
I feel like, because they're OC fans.
I feel like she could be Marissa, though.
Yeah, she's got true. That super.
Very true. Yeah.
She's got that vulnerability that Marissa
has.
Maybe you would just have to play Summer again.
Yeah, I think that aging stuff with the Star Wars shows, why can't they do that for us?
Exactly.
You could totally do that. You know what? I have thought about that. They could CGI us. They're doing it for Harrison Ford. They could CGI us all down and put us like pre-OC. That would be funny.
Oh my God.
Maybe CG. Maybe CG could be some.
Siege.
The Siege.
Wait, this is so funny. If you could change one thing about the Oliver plot line, what would it be? Not have it? Oh my God, Oliver.
I kind of liked the conflict of it in regard, like people remember, and there was, you know, when I went back, I remember thinking people hated it because it was done poorly, but there were moments, because Taylor's a great actor, there were moments where I was like, this works. I mean, it was so frustrating behind the scenes because he was so clearly, you know, to Ryan knew, but it was frustrating. But I think that's why it was written well, maybe.
Santa baby, it must be a miracle because the sponsors of today's show, Manscaped, are providing the tools your man needs to stuff all your stockings, if you know what I mean. That's right. This holiday season, Manscaped has vowed to make sure your man's tree is standing tall with two presents underneath.
Okay, trust me, ladies, Santa's cookies aren't the only thing you're going to want to get your hands on. Have him join the 9 million other sexy lumberjacks who use Manscaped and get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com with code OC20. Oh, baby, it's cold outside. CG?
Manscaped's best-selling product is the Performance Package 5.0 Ultra, which is at the top of every man's wish list this year. Inside, you'll find their Lawnmower 5.0 body trimmer, the, dare I say, best trimmer on the market for his balls, back, chest, the list goes on, and the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer.
Is there boxer game week? Take care of the chestnuts with Manscaped's Boxers 2.0, featuring their signature jewel pouch to keep you calm, cool, and collected. Have their nails seen better days? Manscaped has you covered with their new Shears 3.0 nail grooming kit.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code OC20 at manscaped.com.
That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code OC20. Say ho, ho, ho to a well-groomed mistletoe with Manscaped. Hello, everyone. I'm Melinda Clark. You might recall our podcast, Welcome to the OC Bitches, a recap show about the OC, which I co-hosted with my friend and co-star Rachel Bilson. Well, we've wrapped up all the episodes, but guess what? I'm not done yet. I'm excited to announce the launch of a new podcast on the very same feed called Beyond the OC, co-hosted by my favorite Gen Zer and daughter, CG Merritt. This podcast sets itself apart from the rest as it will be entirely driven by you, the fans. We want your input. First, with the recent oral history book revealing the honest behind-the-scenes world of the OC, we're eager to hear your reactions to it. We're also inviting fans to celebrate your top 50 episodes of the OC by voting for your favorites and letting us know what you think we missed or glossed over the first time around. Ever felt like a scene or moment deserved more attention? I'm here to provide additional insights and fill in any gaps, and CG will provide a new perspective. Whether it's storylines or behind-the-scenes scoop, nothing is off-limits. Moreover, we'll be featuring special guests that you're definitely going to recognize for interviews, including original cast members, crew, and industry experts. Get ready to explore their behind-the-scenes careers and gain fresh perspectives on the OC and the wider entertainment industry. It's all about taking you beyond the OC. Now, if you haven't already, please make sure to subscribe to our revamped feed, now entitled Beyond the OC. Additionally, find us on our new YouTube channel, Beyond the OC, and anticipate the launch of new episodes in January. Don't forget, we want to hear from you about your favorite episodes and any OC questions and topics you have. So click the link in our show notes to vote, or the link in my Instagram bio at the Melinda Clark to vote for your top picks to ensure they make it onto our list. You can also email us with all your thoughts and desires at beyondtheoc@gmail.com. It's all the OC all the time. Bye, bitches.
What is your favorite Summer and Ryan scene? You guys, I loved when I had scenes with Ben. What was the one, Mindy? It was in the fourth season. We're in the kitchen and I like grab his face, or he grabs my face or something.
You're trying to get him, you help him with Taylor. And you say, and he's going to fix dinner, and you guys are tricking her to come over, and you say, don't choke. And you say, you got a big neck, and he's like, you have small hands, and that's a blooper.
Do not choke.
All right, I wasn't going to do that to you.
Oh my God, that's right. We're almost there. You're choking me. It's dramatic. All right, don't stop. Stop. All right, just do the choking thing again. You're nice. Oh, great.
Spit on me.
You were choking me. I didn't mean to spit on you, darling.
It is a blooper. Wait, I want you guys, and you can put it in the chat, like a thumbs up or thumbs down, Ryan Taylor. I'm just curious. Thoughts on that? You can just let us know here. If you had to play any other character on the show, who would you want to be and why? I always wanted to be Marissa. Like I'm seeing a lot of thumbs up for Ryan and Taylor.
Yeah.
Love it.
I mean, they had the best kiss when he grabbed her and went boop.
No, every girl's fantasy, man. One of my best friends auditioned for Marissa, and I was like, I want to play that part. And then I got the summer audition, and I was like, oh man. And then so that's probably what I would pick. What about you, Mindy?
You never auditioned for Marissa?
No.
Well, I auditioned for Kirsten, and I read that scene, that first scene in the pilot. when they're outside of the house and she's discussing this young boy. And I was like, I rocked that audition. And I wanted to play Kirsten but then they brought me back for Julie and they had to write some sides just for the audition because there wasn't really anything there. Mm. And then I realized it was funny. So obviously, who would have been fun? I don't know. It was only either Kirsten, but yeah, I ended up being where I was supposed to be.
There you go.
Play Summer too.
What's your favorite movie? This is not OC related. Do you have one on hand?
Oh, well, you know, we did that podcast. I always say my favorite too. It's although God, man, it changes every day. But my favorite comedy is Young Frankenstein, and my favorite movie of all time is All That Jazz, the Bob Fosse. Oh, yeah.
That's great. Yeah. I always say this is my go-to, Just Friends. I'm putting it out there, you guys. I don't know if you've seen it. I'm a big fan. It's my Christmas tradition. Watch it every year. If you haven't seen it,
what is it?
Just Friends with Ryan Reynolds and Amy Smart and Anna Faris.
My God. Years, but I thought it was.
And our costume designer, the first season, she was the costume designer on it. Oh. And I remember it was being like, oh my God, like she worked on this movie, like such a fangirl, because I'm obsessed.
Wasn't her name Alexandra too?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. We only have a couple minutes here. What?
You love Dirty Dancing, right?
I do. Of course. I mean, of course I love Dirty Dancing. Who doesn't love Dirty Dancing? I used to make my brother like do the lift with me. I think I've talked about that. And he would purposely drop me. It's fun being my sister. Let's see. Yes, Marissa is stunning in season 3. I agree. Favorite musical guest that appeared on the show?
That's not a great. Well,
that's a tough one.
It's got to be Death Cab.
You got to be in the bait shop.
Death Cab feels appropriate.
Yes. Yes.
That's appropriate. We'll go with that.
And he came on the podcast. So that.
And are there any shooting locations left? Mindy, you probably know. Did the Mermaid Inn, it got torn down in the bait shop? Are those
gone? The diner is still there. And in fact, I think I'm going to do that one day. I'm going to take CG down there. We'll take a little video. But the bait shop is gone. And I don't know. You guys probably know better than I do what's still there and what's not. Oh, the model home the Cohen house burned down, I think.
Oh, the real one?
On fire.
Ironic. How weird.
Yeah. Yeah. So
when Summer and Seth got married season 4, do you think that they would have named their kid after Marissa? Oh my gosh, you guys break my heart. Why don't you?
I'd say so.
That hurts.
They heard the middle name. It would be like.
It would be somewhere, some homage to her.
Wonder Woman Marissa. Marissa something. Oh, the Killers were fun. Yeah. I liked Modest Mouse, but the Killers actually, the performance when I was watching it, that was fun. I see that too. And Rooney.
Should have shaken it. Should have shaken it.
Hey, man, you know who sings the song?
Rooney! Rooney!
I wish they would have explored Chris Carmack doing comedy.
Oh my God, Chris, when he gets into Rooney, is like one of my favorites, absolutely, of all time. This was so much fun. I mean, I feel like there's so much more we could talk about and answer and do this again. This was so much fun. Thank you guys all for joining us.
Thank you everyone so much.
Thank you so much for listening. Please follow, rate, and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And stay tuned for Beyond the OC episodes and the new YouTube channel coming soon to you in January 2024. It's all the OC all the time. Bye, bitches.